Reggie Grimes joins us. Reggie, I hope you're doing well, and welcome back to T-Town on 99.1 WDGM.
Well, thanks a lot. It's good to be back. I am doing well. How are you?
Very well. And you know, listen, when you're able to repeat as national champions, it's always great to live in T-Town.
Tell me about it. I know it's exciting being around.
Reggie, give us an update. What are you doing these days?
Well, I'm actually in Nashville coaching. I coach at Ezell Harding Christian School, where Calvin Hall is the head coach. So I'm actually coaching over at Ezell Harding with Coach Hall.
Does it give you a chance to sort of be affiliated with back with the game that you played for so many years?
Absolutely, and I think that's the part that gets you. You know, once you have it in your blood, it doesn't take a lot to bring it out of you. So when Calvin presented me with the opportunity to get back into it, I kind of jumped at the chance.
We're talking with Reggie Grimes, and a guy that played at the University of Alabama, and he was nice enough to give us some of his time. Reggie, I want to make you part of the conversation as we move forward tonight. We've been talking about the college football playoffs and what will happen with four teams battling for the pinnacle of college football. What's your general opinion about college football playoffs, the transition from the current system into the playoffs?
Well, that's interesting. I prefer the way that the system is set up now. I prefer the bowl games. I like the tradition of the bowl games. We played my senior year. We played on the first BCS. We played in the first BCS game at Bama, down in the Orange Bowl. I just kind of like some of the pageantry that goes along with the bowl. So, I'm a big proponent of the bowl game. However, I think what's going to end up happening is when they go to a 14 playoff, you're going to end up having SEC teams play for the championship every year.
Reggie, as we look at this conversation, Mick and I have been talking about the players. And from a player's perspective, do you think the players are excited about playing extra games? Because if you look at the University of Alabama, as long as Nick Saban's at Tuscaloosa, they're probably going to be one of these four teams. Add a couple of extra games. From a player's perspective, playing the SEC, it's a tough schedule already.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And it's going to be long. As a player, you want to do whatever it takes to get the job done. So you're going to try to win every game that they put on your schedule. But I do think, adding a couple of extra games just really stretches that season out. It really makes that season longer probably than you want it to be.
Reggie, I was a senior in 99. I remember that team very, very vividly, going to the Orange Bowl and playing Tom Brady. And one of the reasons why I don't want to see a college football playoff like you, and I agree with you, I like the bowl games, but I also appreciate how tough it is to navigate a perfect or close to a perfect regular season. And I go back to the toughest loss I can ever remember as an Alabama fan that I was there for, the La Tech game, where they got the lucky touchdown at the end of the game at Legion Field. I can remember the feeling, how loud it was, how quiet it got, the ride back to Tuscaloosa. And you guys did a great job of turning the season around and getting back in the picture again. But that's what makes college football great, even though it hurt us so bad, in my mind, is the fact that every game counts.
I would totally agree with you. Everything hangs so much on each game. And I believe that's why, the players are so passionate. They play with so much emotion week in, week out, because every game means something. It's not like professional football season or baseball or basketball or one of these other professional sports where you have so many games that, it just takes some of the intensity out of it, I believe. So I am a fan of the way they have the system set up to where every game does mean the world, because if you lose it, you run the risk of being on the outside looking in.
Right, right. Another key part of that season, and we were kind of down here in the pre-show a couple days ago talking about the game against Florida when Alabama went to the Swamp and won. We still feel like that's one of the biggest games that Alabama's won in school history. I mean, it's been a long time now. I mean, I hate to say it, but obviously being a guy that graduated from college that year, as Ryan looks at me and gives me that I'm an old guy grin. But what do you remember about that season?
Oh, it was a special season, certainly. It was a lot of turmoil going on, you know, a lot of disarray in the coaching staff at the beginning of the year. So I remember, you know, losing to La Tech early in the season, and everybody, you know, the speculation that we would lose to Arkansas after La Tech, then we would lose to Florida, and then we would have an off week, and then that off week they were already planning on bringing a new coach in or having an interim coach come in for Coach Duvall. So, you know, we kind of took that personally as a team and as individuals to, you know, this was our season. We still had all of our goals in front of us. So for people to write us off, you know, it kind of put a burr under our saddle, so to speak. And I think it brought us closer together. You know, anytime you're faced with adversity, it has the potential to go one of two ways. And I think, you know, I think we showed a lot of character by being able to hold it together. And I think we showed a lot of leadership, especially the seniors of that team, of being able to keep that team together and being able to finish the way we started.
Reggie, another debate is happening in college football as we look at the industry of college football now approaching, or at some point will cross, that $1 billion mark. The players are left out of that formula. I know they're getting a scholarship, they're getting their books and different things paid for, but it is their product that we're selling. Without Reggie Grimes playing at the University of Alabama, and you could name the other thousands of players that have played for their respected school, would you like to see players get a part of that pie as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That was one thing that, you know, of course I wish we would have been able to take part in that when I was playing, but I certainly believe that the players should have the opportunity to, you know, recoup some of that money. I'm not saying that you pay players like you pay professional athletes, because they're not professional athletes. But I do distinctly remember there being times where me and some of my roommates felt like we were the brokest people on campus. You know, we would walk through the mall and we would see, you know, one of our teammates' jerseys and it's selling for, you know, $90. But, you know, we don't, all the money that we have is, you know, from our meal money, and that's what, you know, maybe $50 at most. So, you know, it is, and I do understand that, yes, you are on scholarship, and yes, they are being paid. They are paying for your books and your living and your ability to go to school there. But at the same time, regular students who are not on scholarship, they do actually have the opportunity to work,
right,
and make money. You know, so, yes, they are probably paying for school, but they actually have the ability to earn an income to where, you know, sometimes, you know, I felt like we were mistreated in that regard. You know, so I do believe that college players, college athletes should be able to, you know,
at least go out and get a job.
Some way to do a stipend. Reggie, you embraced the University of Alabama. You put that crimson jersey on. It means something. The legacy to be an Alabama football player is amazing. Yesterday, reports of four players that were arrested on campus. As a coach right now, you have a different position. If you could put your arm around one of these four players that did not represent the University of Alabama the way that it needs to be represented, what would you tell that guy about playing football at Alabama and to maybe give him a second option to go a different direction and change what happened over the weekend?
Well, like you said, you started your statement off by saying it is a privilege and it's an honor to play at the University of Alabama, which it is. And I believe that you know, you have to look at it that way. You are held to a higher esteem than just a regular student at the University of Alabama. You look at the players who have gone before you and some of the coaches that have been here. You hear Coach Bryant used to always talk about class. Coach Stallings would always talk about class. You know, we are a class organization. I certainly believe that everybody is entitled to their day in court. And I, you know, hate that the allegations have come down. You know, I would tell them, you know, you got to make better decisions because you're held to a higher esteem. Now, with that being said, you know, if they are, you know, once the judicial process runs its course and if they are found to be guilty, you know, I believe they deserve a second chance. But that's not necessarily to say their second chance should be in a crimson uniform. You know, they're going to have to find somewhere else to play, quite honestly. Or that should be the stance just because that's such a heinous, violent act that, you know, it cannot be tolerated. It cannot be deemed acceptable by no stretch of the imagination.
Reggie, I appreciate your answer. That was a tough question. I apologize, but it's good to hear from someone like yourself that every time you took that field, you represented the University of Alabama the way that it should be represented. And I know that was a difficult answer or difficult question, but I appreciate you giving it to us. I think that means a lot to folks in Tuscaloosa. Reggie, I appreciate your time. Thanks so much for being a friend of our program, and I hope we have a chance to talk soon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.